Okay. All right, so we're going to continue just a little bit in the simpler and the Ava topic. So let's take a look in the Simchas Yom Tov. Okay, so you have a mitzvah Rama mentions in Perek Vav. And Perek Vav Halacha Yud Zayin. Shivus Yemei Pesach, Hashmonus Yemei Chag, Yom Shar Yom Tovim, Kulam Asurim Behesped V'Tainus. B'chayev Adam Lios Bohen Sameach V'Tuv Lev. Hu Uvanav V'Ishto V'Nei Vanav V'Chol Nilvim Olav. Shnemar V'Samachta B'Chagecha. So he says, you chayev to be happy. Chayev to be happy on those days. He and his children and his wife and his all the family, because it says v'samachta b'chagecha afisha simcha murakan ki karban shlomim kama shanu mivarim b'ilchos chagiga yesh b'chol simcha l'smachu one of neveso kol echa karoilo. Yeah, you saw that you saw that one too. Yeah. So he says ketzad. He goes through how everybody is happy, and he says v'hanoshim ochlin basar v'shosin yayin shein simcha ela basar v'ein simcha ela b'yayin. Yeah, ein simcha ela basar v'ein simcha ela b'yayin. So what does that mean? So what does it mean? This is like a mitzvah of simcha, it seems, in its own right. Right, not like a simcha of doing mitzvos. Right, this is like a different idea. In the end, he's talking about a simcha of doing mitzvos. That's avodah gedola. Because when you're doing the mitzvos properly, right, that is b'simcha. B'simcha is the proper way of doing the mitzvahs, because that means that you understand the reality that you're trying to attain, and you understand that you're engaging the mitzvahs to help actualize that. That's an activity of simcha, right? Like we were discussing the general definition, that whenever you're bringing to reality. Whenever you're bringing into existence or actuality an idea of that you consider to be true and proper to exist, that's a simcha, right? Like for instance, a simcha of a wedding, right? It means to say that it's proper. That's a simcha shel mitzvah. That's a sudas mitzvah. That's a sudas mitzvah. It's interesting. It's not so simple as a sudas mitzvah, right? Gemara says, if it's a proper marriage, it's a sudas mitzvah, right? Like if it's a bas kohen to an am haaretz, and then the Gemara says it's not a sudas mitzvah. But what does it mean to sudas mitzvah? Well, what's the simcha? So it means to say that in the entity in Klal Yisrael is consists of mishpachos, of families, of As people say, bayis neman, right? So the marriage is really an actualizing and bringing out into reality a proper existence, right? So that's a simcha. That's a simcha. A birth is a simcha because this person is potentially a gonna have an effect on reality, but at the same time we have to do things that are zecha lechorban, right? That's what we're discussing at the time. So what's the idea in the midst of the simcha? You do something that's zecha lechorban, right? Because it's saying that you have to recognize the limitation on the capability, the limitation on the reality that this wedding is expressing. You know what I mean? that the only reason there's a simcha over here is because the marriage is a component of Klal Yisrael. The bias, it's a component of Klal Yisrael. And if it would be an unbridled simcha, it would imply that it has the capability of expressing the highest level of reality in terms of Klal Yisrael. So we have to express at the wedding that there's a limitation here. That since the Mikdash is no longer with us, there's a limitation on the expression of reality in this marriage. So it's not an idea per se to minimize the simcha. It's an idea to show that it's intrinsically limited. That the celebration, that what you're celebrating is intrinsically limited. You understand? Doesn't mean not to pour cold water on the simcha, right? It's to give you can't have a proper simcha unless you recognize the proper value and potential and limitations of the thing. What the reality of the situation is. You can't have that simcha. Similarly, the chachamim can be involved in the expression of simchas mikdash, because they're the only ones who really are able to fully understand the benefits. So again, that's what we're trying to say. The simcha is when you're doing mitzvos besimcha means that you're recognizing the what they really are. So that is avoda. Avoda is that is the proper. That means you are doing the proper avoda of mitzvos. But here it seems to be it's simcha itself. Here it seems to be simcha alone. And strangely enough, it says that what is the simcha? Basar v'yayin. The simcha is basar v'yayin. Does it really say that? Ein simcha ella bibasar. Ein simcha ella biyayin. Okay. So then, but then the Rambam goes on that what?
What do you mean through or accompanied by?
Through or accompanied by?
Is it ella in basar or
ella bi? He says bi.
No, I know it. He's saying bi. What's the translation of bi? Is it in or ella bi? He's saying the only way you can produce them.
What would be the difference?
Well,
Al Yidei would be producing them,
right?
And im would be difficult to say. Im would imply that you have the simcha.
Yeah. What would
and you just has to be with it.
Contributing.
Right.
But so he's saying Al Yidei. So he's saying that you can't produce simcha except through
Basar V'yayin.
But then he says it isn't weird that they're formulated as two separate things. Ella the Basar
and Ella V'yayin.
Right.
And theoretically, there could be more. I mean, he's just saying that's necessary in order to have simcha, right?
Yeah, it is strange. I agree. It is difficult. And then he says you can't close your door and eat and drink by yourself. Right? You have to include the aniyim. Why? Because then he says if you would just have yontif meal and lock the door and have your family alone, ein zu simchas mitzvah ela simchas kreso. That wouldn't be a simcha of mitzvah, it would be a simcha of your stomach. But what is the simchas mitzvah? I mean, now he's saying it's not just simcha. It's simchas mitzvah. But why do you say basar and yayin produce simchas mitzvah? I mean, that's a strange idea. When you say ein simcha ela bebasar, ein simcha ela beyayin, you mean it produces simchas mitzvah?
Is he talking about a type of simcha, or is he meaning the simcha that the mitzvah is obligating you to have?
That's a good question. If it's like simchas kreso, it should be the type of simcha, yeah, right? Okay, and then he goes like this. And then he says, yeah?
So, I mean, just bringing in the idea of the same, it sounds like extraneous.
It sounds like it's extraneous.
It should just be you doing it like not.
Right. The apopisha chilush siyav moados bechlal mitzvah sase Lo yiyye ochel v'shosa kol yom kulo. And then he says, don't think now that since eating and drinking is part of the mitzvah, is part of a mitzvah saseh, is included in the mitzvah saseh, therefore, guy, you want to be osik in this mitzvah all day long? Be osik in the mitzvah all day long? And I said, no, you can't do that. Can't do that. He gives the regimen over here. And he says, "Kishe adam ochel v'shosa v'sameach v'rega lo yimshoch b'yayin u'b'schok v'kalos rosh." V'yomer shekol mi sheyosef b'zeh yarba b'mitzvah simcha. See, he knows the problem over here. The problem is that he started out with an equation of yayin and simcha, and basar and simcha. So now, if I wanted to have more simcha, I should have more basar and more yayin. He says, "No, that's totally wrong. That's completely wrong." Don't say Misha Yosef Bezeh Yarba B'mitzvah Simcha. Now he sounds like he's talking about the mitzvah of Simcha. Now he doesn't say B'simchas Mitzvah. Now he says he'll be Yarba B'mitzvah Simcha. Shashikrus V'aschok Harbe V'kalos HaRosh Ain a Simcha. Now they're not, these things are not Simcha at all. Ela Hololos V'sichlos. So now we have a new category. There's simcha, which is good. Simcha is good, sometimes apparently. And then there's hololos and sichlos. And we were never commanded on hololos and sichlos. Ela simcha sheyesh ela ala simcha. But now he doesn't want to say on all simcha because he already said simcha's kreso. Right? So there is like a bad simcha too. So we are commanded al ha simcha. Sheyesh bo avodas yotzer hakol. We're commanded in the simcha that has in it the avodas yotzer hakol. Shnemar tachas shelo avadas shem lekecha b'simcha v'tuv leivav. Meirov kol. Now it goes back to the pasuk that he quotes in the very end, which was kol halamata sheha avoda b'simcha, that the avoda is b'simcha. But that's talking about. Again, I thought that was talking about doing the mitzvahs b'simcha. Or now he's equating this simcha of simchas yom tov with the idea of a simcha in asiyas hamitzvahs that he talked about in the end of lulav. Right, in the end of lulav he says a simcha sheyismach adam beasiyas hamitzvah. So you can't say it's the simcha that he has in doing the mitzvah. Simcha, that would be. That would be a problem. So what does he mean? And then he says, "V'efshar la'avodas Hashem lo mitoch schok v'lo mitoch kalas rosh v'lo mitoch shikras." Now he's throwing it into avodas Hashem. Yeah. Now what's interesting is the expression that the Rambam uses at the end. V'efshar la'avodas Hashem lo mitoch schok v'lo mitoch kalas rosh v'lo mitoch shikras, right? Shavoda b'simcha is reminiscent of something that somebody mentioned last time we were doing this, right? Who mentioned that? I think you mentioned it, no? About Navi? No, we did it a long time ago.
Oh.
Right? That the Ram mentions also by a Navi, he talks about simcha, right? By Navi has a similar expression by a Navi.
Is that
the instrument? Yeah. But he says in Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Shvi. Yeah. They don't get nevuah any time they want. They have to be mechavin their das, v'yoshvin, smechim v'tuve leiv, who misboded him. To get nevuah, they have to have kavana. They have to be mechavin their das. Apparently, to this, to sit happily, contentedly and isolated. She'ein ha'nevuah shoreh Lo mitoch atzvos, velo mitoch atzlos. Ela mitoch simcha. Right? Nevuah doesn't rest, only rests mitoch. It doesn't rest mitoch atzvos, which is depression, right? Or atzlos, which is like a laziness. But I guess he means to say like a frivolity. I assume he's going to an opposite of an opposite. But simcha. But simcha. Right? As I said, it's similar. Avodah b'simcha. Ei efshar la'avod Hashem lo mitoch schok, lo mitoch kalas rosh, lo mitoch shiklus. Alright, it's not exactly the same. But,
and there he's saying all of Avodah, not just...
And there he's saying all of Avodah. And here he's saying nevuah. Yeah, I feel too. We tell Kalas Rosh, right? Right. Ram says in the end of Perek Dalet, "Kein ein omdun lehispala lo mitoch schok, v'lo mitoch Kalas Rosh, v'lo mitoch sicha, v'lo mitoch meriva, v'lo mitoch kas, ela mitoch divrei Torah, v'lo mitoch din v'alocha, v'pishem divrei Torah, k'dei shelo yei libo tar v'alocha, ela mitoch divrei Torah she'ein bo iyun, k'gon halachos psukos." Yeah. Okay. But in the beginning, he says, "Lo mitoch schok, v'lo mitoch Kalas." Yeah. Okay, so let's take the Navi for a minute. Let's take the Navi. So what's the idea over there by the Navi? He has to be besimcha. Can't be in atzvos. He can't be in atzlos. He has to be besimcha. He has to be besimcha. It's interesting. Navu is only sure if he's besimcha. This is an interesting thing. Right, and then back to the Nevi'im. So what would they do? So what do? They would have musical instruments. Musical instruments. Should have had Basa V'Yayin. They would have musical instruments. So, but that's what it means. You have to have music. Music is the simcha that we're after. That's what the Navi has. He has to be. He has to be besimcha. Means he has to be dancing and listening to music. I mean, it doesn't seem like the simcha that you should be after, right? Any shota can have that kind of a simcha. Yeah.
I mean, it does sound like the type of...
Okay, so what we wanted to say, I think is what we were trying to say last time, that the simcha and Yom Tov, what is really the simcha and Yom Tov? Let's go back to Yom Tov, change my mind. Let's go back to Yom Tov first. What is really the simcha and Yom Tov? What is really, because he just starts out really saying that what? Chayev Adam Lios Bohen Samech V'Tov Lev. Right? And the Pasuk is really talking about the Korban Chagiga. The Korban Simcha. So then he says, and Bechlal this is this, and for women it's this, and for children it's this, right? But what is really the Simcha? So we want to say the Simcha over here definitely, but the Simcha by Yom Tov is definitely like we always say, right? It's a Simcha of appreciating the reality of being lifnei Hashem. It's not a simcha like of mitzvah. It's not a simcha of mitzvah of doing something. It's a simcha of the state that we have. It's a state that we're in. The only thing is, he's saying that for the ordinary person. The only thing is that a person really has other drives, has other drives, and the psychological state of being bisimcha will not be achieved while the other elements are unsatisfied and causing a disturbance. In other words, the simcha of Basar V'Yayin is not the simcha that you gain from them it's not a simcha that they produce in their own effect. It's the simcha that is able to be achieved when the basar v'yayin neutralize the forces that normally prevent you from recognizing and being tranquil and being in the proper state. In other words, the state of simcha is a certain tranquility where you completely are machshev the tov that you have, and you machshev the reality that you're in. But you have to, it requires a certain psychological tranquility to be able to do that. That's why it depends on who you are. For men, apparently there's a certain drive. There's a certain aggressive drive. And I mean, you have to think about it. But basar satisfies something. Basar satisfies a certain drive that, if left in the ordinary person, left untended to, creates a certain anguish, and it can't be besimcha completely when he's torn, when part of him is in pain. And a woman is different. A woman doesn't have that aggressive drive. A woman is more concentrated on the ego satisfactions, on her appearance. That's why she needs tachshitim. But she can't feel completely comfortable, isn't completely relaxed, not completely confident without the tachshitim. As I'm saying it's not the simcha of, ooh, I have a new thing. You understand? That's not the simcha we're talking about. It's the ein simcha ela b'basar, ein simcha ela. That's why it can be a lot of things, because each one will satisfy another component. Simcha will not be achieved unless all of the things that are interfering with your ability to see clearly unless all those interferences are removed. Right, I mean, it would be like trying to concentrate when someone is nagging at you. You just can't do it. Can't do it.
Right. End up being the same for everyone.
The simcha will end up being the same for everyone. Correct. The simcha, and I think the b'nei beiso is different. That a person's not happy unless b'nei beiso are there. So that's why he says it's not a simchas kreso. That would be a mistake to think that the simcha is the simcha that yayin and basar produce directly as a positive effect of yayin and basar. That's wrong. It's the real simcha is the simcha of bifnei Hashem, and that's why you have to include others. If you lock the door and you only indulge, that's not then you're not interested in midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't have the simcha of that kind of a simcha. And I think that's the same thing with the Navi. When he's saying that he has to be besimcha, it means to say that that unless all of his energies are focused on what is he thinking about? What is that Navi thinking about? He has to be mechavein. Mechavein das. But he doesn't say what. He just says mechavein daito. And then be semechim v'tuvei levav. But what do you?
He didn't say. Doesn't say that before when he's talking about nevuah in general.
Let me see.
The tzuros satoros and pachas akite.
Right.
I forgot what he says there.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good question. Because in halacha aleph, he tells you miyad that once you have this das, you have ruach kosh ruach shor love, right? And then he says, but now he says that what? Mechuvanim daitam v'yoshrim smechem v'tuvei leva v'tuvei. You mean, so what's the simcha now? So apparently it means to say, you mean mechuvan, he has to be mechavein daitam to what? To those ideas in Aleph. Could be. But then he has to be sameach too. Meaning to say that all of his energies have to be involved in that perception of the reality. Now the B'nai Nevi'im weren't able to do that just on their own from the power of the ideas that it had on themselves. So they tried to achieve the Simcha in the way of Hilchos Yom Tov, of using an external force to suppress a disturbance. You know what I mean?
More sublime than what you have, but yeah. Music as
opposed to Father. Well, the Rambam says that really music would be a key in Yom Tov. Right. He does say that.
Mikdash, you have that.
Right.
Yeah,
the Hamonam need Bas of Yayin.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So they need something. They don't need a full.
Right.
Right.
Right. That's correct. So, yes, I think that's the... I think that's the idea. One second. Oh, I think the ketanim is just for the guttle. That if there's a disturbance in the bias, he's not besimcha. I don't know. It's a good question, because he says he puts the ketanim and the nashim, but nashim really a chayavas besimcha. The chayav and the carbon simcha. I know, it's funny, because when I first read it, I thought even the Nashim are just part of the Bnei Bias, or part of the Bias, but it's not true. The Nashim really have their own, have a Chiyuv too. At least in the Karban Simcha, the Ram says they're a Chiyuv.
He brings out this halacha again in...
Right. Yeah. So while we're here, so can we define what Holus and Sichlus is? Right? So it's, yeah, go ahead.
Three examples, because it sounds like just all different states where you don't really care about what's real.
Right. It's just the experience of, enjoying. It's almost like it's the opposite.
It's an escape.
It's an exact opposite, right? It's a simcha of not caring about anything. That is a certain, an escape. I mean, that is a certain, tremendous freedom that a shikras. I mean, that's shikras. Mm-hmm. That's really what shikras is. To try to say reality is troublesome. So how do you become happy? Run away from reality, escape reality. I mean, that's really the opposite. That's why shikras is such a bad thing. It's really the opposite, and then the contrary. It's not that reality is good. You just, the problem is you're caught up in fantasies that makes you think that reality is bad. Like the Ram says, most of the person's problems are his own. He sets up these fake standards, and then he says, "Oh, woe is me," right? But so that's what he means over here, that he's trying to show you that the simcha that the state of simcha, that's what I'm saying, the state of simcha that you're trying to achieve is of the same sort. No, he's saying, don't think that when you have a mitzvah of being happy, that it's a different type of a simcha from the simchas mitzvos. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's the same kind of a simcha, but it's just in the reflection of what you have, in the reality that you have, as opposed to the simcha of the asiya. But it's not like, you know, as you might say, the simcha, that simcha as a mitzvah is different. Then you have to make, then the kiyum is in the very feeling and state. And then maybe holuses, and then you say, well, then the guy could be really happy in holus. Saying no, that's not the type of thing that the mitzvah of simcha is no different than simcha shel mitzvah. It's just that at this point, there's because of the situation of Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah to stop and reflect on the. On the reality of your existence. Oh, because it's the same sort as it's the same type of simcha as a simcha of mitzvahs. I'm saying it's the same type of simcha. It's still the simcha of reality. Still the simcha.
Here
it's just done through the reflection on what you have. So it comes out really from what I'm saying, that the founding fathers might have been wrong on one point over here, right? Because they say that you should be, there's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. right? So I'm saying there's no such thing as a pursuit of happiness. Happiness is the pursuit of reality. Right?
I just heard Rose like, say this whole same thing on
Saturday
night.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, I was like, yeah.
There's no pursuit of happiness. That's like happiness as a thing. Right? Happiness is how you are when you're pursuing reality. So that's the problem. That's why people are not happy when they pursue happiness. Because they have a mistaken idea of what happened. They have to be mistaken about happiness. They're pursuing it. Right? There's a thirst for it. No, that's like the Rambam says, Tzoma Nafsha. When he sees it, he's Tzoma Nafsha. I mean, it's a good marshal. Just like water is necessary for the existence of a person, there's a thirst. Thirst means that you recognize that it's necessary for these types of things are necessary for your continued existence.